It's time.
Yo,
for the Queasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Queasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Queasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Queasy Report is brought to you by Johnny Kemp. Just got paid. Friday night. And he was never heard from again. And you just don't know when to be quiet sometimes, news. My man Kanye West is at it again, creating a rap beef with the Commander-in-Chief. In an interview with Power 106 Radio, Kanye West said that President Barack Obama can't make real change from inside the White House. He went on to say, and I quote, "Don't worry about how I'm saying what I'm saying. Look at what I'm saying and how I feel and how my intent is."
What?
What'd you say? All right, you're an incredible rapper, but I don't know what kind of speechwriter you is. You're no Marcus Garvey, let's just say that. Kanye went on to say, "King Kong ain't got nothing on me." That's when I knew he was crazy. We here at the Queasy Report found out what the beef between the POTUS and Yeezy is all about. Barack stole Kanye's best friend. Y'all don't see it? Think about it. Think about it. Jay-Z helped Barack get elected.
Aha.
Beyonce get to sing at the inauguration.
Aha.
They hanging out at the correspondence dinner.
Aha.
Michelle calling Beyonce for trending thought tips. The Carters and the Obamas can't stand the Kardashians.
Aha.
Think about it. Kanye in the middle, like a little kid all by his lonesome. This is like an episode of The Little Rascals.
Nobody likes me. Oh, raspberries.
Oh, man. Kanye went on to say in that interview that he will be running for King of the United States in 2016, and he has a new album dropping called Y'all Just Need to Get to Know Her. She's a nice girl.
Now, I ain't saying she a golden girl. She ain't messing with no broke.
In drugs and alcohol news, LaToya Jackson of the famed Jackson family is talking about having a baby. She been drinking. If y'all remember, we reported a few weeks back that LaToya was engaged to her best friend and manager, Jeffrey. Well, now LaToya is talking about having a child with Jeffrey and all kinds of other stuff that new brides talk about. The only thing is, LaToya only 2 years younger than Catherine. I thought LaToya already had a baby. Lil' Kim.
Shall I proceed? Yes,
indeed. That's funny. LaToya Jackson with the new baby, I'm sure will be fine, but we at the Queasy Report just hope that if she does have a baby, it don't come out looking like Grandpa Joe. Y'all seen Joe Jackson lately? He looked like a hybrid. He looked like if you mix a Yorkie with a pit bull and Michael. Watch LaToya pop up with a new baby in a couple weeks. You know they got a cloning machine in Leverland and Michael bought him before he died. That's the Queasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Queasy Report with Joe Claire and the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.